Christian Andersen.
Oh, I loved his stories.
Yeah, my favorite when I was a little girl was The Little Mermaid.
Mine was The Ugly Duckling. It gave me hope.
You were never an ugly duckling.
Maybe that's why I never turned into a swan. Fairy tales are dangerous. They raise our expectations. Where are all those handsome princes and courageous knights?
Well, maybe they turned into toads.
Maybe they never existed.
Well, that just depends on how you look at it. Hans here said that every man's life is a fairy tale written by God's fingers.
That's beautiful.
Let's get up in his lap.
No, you go ahead. We were never that close.
Chicken.
Hey, this is pretty comfortable. Come on, there's a spot here.
No, I think I'll wait until they erect a statue to Paul Newman.
As I walk down life's highway, I look neither to the left nor to the right, but straight ahead.
And get knocked on your keister by a truck coming from the left.
Mom.
When do we do the surprise?
Soon, Lewis.
Coffee?
Love it.
That was a great party.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird how you were the oldest graduate there?
Second oldest. Jane Wells is 2 years older than I am. Thank you very much.
Was she the one with the cane?
That was her mother. Jane Wells is the woman you danced with.
She's older than you?
Get him out of here.
When do we do the surprise?
In a little while. Allie, do you realize that tomorrow is the first day that you're going to be able to sleep late?
After you make breakfast, right?
Hey, I can manage cold cereal.
That's right, you're a lady of leisure now.
Wrong. College may be over, but tomorrow is the first day of the rest of my life.
What are you going to do?
She's going to look for a new fortune cookie to live by.
I have an appointment with an employment agency. Art World, here I come.
Allie.
I know.
Just don't get your hopes up too high. The art world is a tough nut to crack.
Not for a woman with a BA.
What kind of job do you want?
Well, I thought I'd work into the field gradually, maybe get a job at a poster store or something, and then maybe work at a small gallery, but a small hot gallery, arrange a showing for some artists, hobnob with the museum crowd, then maybe work my way into a small museum, then a medium-sized museum, then maybe the Met or the Louvre, or maybe I'd work at a poster store.
When do we do the surprise?
Right now, Lewis. Allie, we all have a little surprise for you for this most auspicious day.
Really? What?
Well, it's sort of a tribute to our graduate. I wrote the words. All right, guys. Dun, da-dun, 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 da-dun. Dun, da-dun, 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 da-dun.
School days, Allie's through with school days.
Finals are finally over and won.
We can make noise 'cause her homework is done.
Burning the midnight oil is past.
Now life is one gigantic blast.
And dinner will be on time at last.
'Cause Allie has got her BA.
Yay!
I thought the right first career move would be to see an employment counselor.
Uh-huh.
You know, to check out the possibilities and to make that first all-important career move.
Uh-huh.
Now, I know I can't start at the top, but I would like to get off on the right foot. You know, a job with a future, something that's more than a job, an in to the art world.
Uh-huh.
Money is not an issue at this point. It's experience, being at the right place, meeting the right people.
How fast can you type?
I don't type.
How's your stand-up?
No, I don't do that either.
Have you considered going back to school and getting your master's?
Hi.
Hi.
Whoa, what happened here?
I reorganized the closet. Your coats go on the right, mine on the left, kids in the middle, hats and scarves, top right shelf, gloves and mittens, top left, boots and galoshes, bottom right, shopping cart and vacuum, bottom left. No, right.
This place is gleaming.
Yeah, I found a fabulous new wood polish.
Ellie, is that for us or is Women's Day coming here to photograph it?
It's for us. Al, just because you had a tough day job hunting doesn't mean that you have to become homemaker of the year.
I'll get it. How do you know these things?
I've been unemployed myself. What happened?
I went to see the employment counselor.
What'd he say?
He told me I was qualified for two things. One of them was your wife.
Oh, good. Could you open this? What was the other one?
Ward of the state.
Oh, come on. It can't be that bad.
Oh, can't it? He told me I should go back for my master's, that I have no skills. I have no skills.
Don't be ridiculous. There's lots of jobs that you can do.
Name them.
I'll do better than that. I'll show you.
They don't print the good jobs.
You're not looking for a good job. You're looking for a first job.
Right. All I want is something that will deliver a paycheck that doesn't have Charles Lowell written on the bottom of it.
All right. Editorial trainee.
I could be a trainee.
Forget it.
Why?
Expertness.
Is that like Loch Ness?
Experience necessary.
Why would they want to hire someone with experience just to train them?
Comptometer operator apprentice.
Do you have to be an apprentice before you can be a trainee?
Come on, we're only just starting.
See if there's anything in there for a basic trainee apprenticeship. I'd pay up to $50 a week.
Got a BA?
I've got a BA.
See our ad on the previous page.
I've got a BA.
Hartwell School, perfect place to earn your master's. You think God is trying to tell you something?
Sure. Why should you be any different from anybody else?
Hey, kids, set the table!
It's Chip's turn.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
I clear.
What are you complaining about? It's a job.
No accidents.
Allie.
What?
Maybe God is trying to tell you something. Here's exactly the job that you said you wanted.
Ward of the state?
The village poster store is looking for a clerk.
You're kidding.
No, look.
Oh. Kate, I have the funniest feeling about this.
What?
I'm going to get this job, and it's just the beginning.
Art world, here I come!
You got any, adult posters?
Adult posters?
Yeah, you know, adult posters.
You mean like smut?
Yeah, smut!
You might be interested in this one, sir. It's called Submission. It's one of our biggest sellers, but if Submission is not your bag, you might be interested in this one called Dominance, which features heavier chains, clamps, other devices of torture. Or you might like to buy a trip to the Museum of Modern Art's gift shop, where you might like to purchase a reproduction of a Cezanne or a Matisse, something that does not represent the mutilation of the human body and spirit, but rather the glorification of nature.
Hey, yo.
I know, I'm fired. Have a painful day, so.
How about this? Legal assistant, learn all facets of the business, no experience necessary, opportunity for advancement.
No experience necessary, finally, something I'm qualified for. And the legal profession. Kate, I have a funny feeling about this one.
Franklin Morris, Yarosh and Koysum, good morning. Just a moment, please. Franklin Morris, Yarosh and Koysum, good morning. No, Mr. Yarosh is in Paris. Can Mr. Boris help you? Just a moment. Mr. Boris, Mr. Forrest for Mr. Yarosh. Franklin Morris, Yarosh and Koysum, good morning. Mr. Yarosh from Paris? No, Mr. Boris is with Mr. Forrest. Can I give you to Mr. Morris? Franklin Morris, Yarosh and Koysum, good morning. No, Mr. Yarosh is in Paris. Church, Paris, Europe? No, Mr. Borish is with Mr. Forish, Mr. Morris is with Mr. Yarosh. Franklish Morris, Ferris, and Carwash. Just a moment. Franklish Morris, Ferris, and Poison. Good.
Real estate firm seek salesperson to work on a commission basis?
Forget it.
Salesperson for window replacements?
No.
Bartender, full or part-time?
How about no time?
Come on, Allie, you're not exactly helping.
Being a bartender would be fun.
Yeah, you get to meet people.
Yeah, and you get to drink as much as you want.
Keep looking.
Counter salesperson, word processor, wait instructor.
Do you think you could find me something that doesn't require going outside? It is a jungle out there.
Hey, why didn't you say so in the first place?
Why?
That's a whole field. Telephone sales.
Telephone sales?
What do you do?
Exactly what it sounds like you do. You sell people stuff over the telephone. There's lots of them in here. There's a whole bunch. Telephone sales, full and part-time. So you could sell advertising, or look, you could sell magazines.
I do have a pleasant phone personality. And if I got into a tight spot, I could always hang up. Give me the paper.
Hello. This is Macrobiotic Magazine calling. We're offering a special subscription rate to people in your area. Hello? Hello? Hello, this is Macrobiotic Magazine calling. Hello, have you heard that Macrobiotic Magazine is offering a special...
One, please.
The movie doesn't start again for 40 minutes.
That's okay, I'm not looking for entertainment, just escape.
Let me guess, you're job hunting.
How did you know?
We get three kinds of audience in the day. Job hunters, college kids flunking their exams, and the homeless, tempest-tossed.
My kind of people.
You know, you really shouldn't see today's movie. It's a downer. Come back tomorrow. The animals sing at the end.
Even if the animals die at the end, it will be an upper.
That bad?
That bad.
How come?
I just graduated college, majoring in art history. So far, I have sold sadomasochistic posters, destroyed a law firm, and sold one magazine subscription to my mother.
I know what you mean. I'm a lawyer.
You are?
I passed the bar a year ago, and I still don't have a job.
You want to come inside with me?
I saw the first show. By the way, I'm Don Eckert.
Oh, Job. Nay, Allie Lowell.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Two trains pass each other going in opposite directions. Train A is traveling at 80 miles per hour and train B is traveling at 100 miles per hour. How fast are they moving away from each other?
Do they tell you what railroad it is?
Uh-uh.
Then how do they expect you to figure it out?
It's me.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Kate. Two trains pass each other going in opposite directions. Train A is traveling at 80 miles per hour and train B is traveling at 100 miles per hour. How fast are they moving away from each other?
I'm a travel agent. I only know from tickets.
Never mind.
Where's Allie?
Upstairs.
Hasn't she started dinner yet?
Oh, we're ordering out.
Well, let's order. I'm starved. What'll it be?
Pizza. Chinese.
Burger and fries.
Louis?
Anything's fine.
Great. Two votes for barbecued spare ribs.
Aww.
All right, I'll ask Allie. Allie, what do you want for dinner? Cold pizza, watered-down Chinese food, burnt burgers and soggy fries, or sensational barbecued spare ribs?
I'll just have a soft-boiled egg and some tea.
Allie, are you okay?
Do I look okay?
No.
Then don't ask.
Sorry. How was your day?
I didn't have one.
Oh, come on. You must have done something today.
Oh, yeah, I did do something. I won $10,000 in the $25,000 pyramid. The question I missed was, what would a vegetable say? Went to the bathroom twice, brushed half my teeth. I'm saving the other half for my evening's entertainment.
Come on, Allie, you've got to snap out of this. I know the job hunting is tough.
Is this a pep talk?
Yes, and it's going to be a good one. Allie, come on, will you listen to me? I've been where you are. I know how rotten it feels, but it's only temporary.
Hi, Allie.
How are you, Don?
Couldn't be better.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got a line on a job.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah, my girlfriend interviewed as a law clerk. If she doesn't get it, I'm going to apply.
She's a lawyer, too?
Yeah. She sells towels in Macy's. How's it going with you?
Well, it depends on today's movie.
You're in luck. Today we've got MGM in its golden era. Brassy, technicolor, monaural sound, scratchy print, lovers united, two dream sequences in an underwater ballet.
Oh, hurry.
Enjoy.
Thanks.
Allie?
Yeah?
Look what I brought you.
What is it?
Chicken soup, orange juice, and jello.
Oh, thank you.
That's what my mother gave me when I was sick.
Oh, I'm not sick.
You're not?
No.
Then why are you always in bed?
My life, Louis, my life.
What's the matter with it?
It all started when I was in college.
Last week?
No, the first time I was in college.
You went to college twice? You must be smart.
Not so smart. I left college because I was getting married. I was wrong.
Oh, you need to go to college to get married.
You used to.
Oh.
Now you need it if you're getting divorced.
You need to go to college to get divorced.
To get a job.
Oh.
But now that I've been to college and I can't get a job, I guess I was right in the first place. You don't really need to go to college. Nobody needs to go to college except, of course, Jenny, Emma, and Chip.
To get married or divorced?
By then, who knows?
Allie? Can I have the jello?
Sure. Hi, guys.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Where's the distaff side?
What's that?
I don't know.
The girls?
Oh, they're downstairs doing the laundry.
Oh, where's your mother?
Upstairs sleeping.
Again?
Still.
What should we do about Allie, Kate? She's not happy.
I know, Louis. We just have to be as patient as we can be. One of these days she's going to get a job and we're going to have the old Allie back.
Kate, how much starch are you supposed to add to the wash?
Oh, it depends on what you're washing.
This?
A little less. Oh, Allie, get a job.
What should we eat tonight?
I don't know. Whatever it is, I'll pay.
No, Mom told me to take the money from her purse. She doesn't want to be more of a burden than she already is.
Well, what'll it be? Pizzas, burgers, Chinese food.
Mom's meatloaf.
Mom's chicken. Real vegetables.
Anything.
Well, that's two votes for,
For what?
I'm thinking.
Hey, you guys, look at all these.
What?
Movie stubs, a whole bunch of them. All from the 9th Street Cinema.
Oh, no.
What?
That's what Allie's doing instead of looking for a job. She's hiding in the movies.
Really?
Yeah, it happens. I saw Goodbye Columbus 12 times right before I flunked physics.
You flunked physics?
How come?
Because I saw Goodbye Columbus 12 times. Come on, you guys, we've got a job to do.
What?
We've got to get Allie out of that bed and back into the real world.
How, a wheelbarrow?
Well, I may have flunked physics, but I was the best campus radical in the business, and pep talks were my specialty.
Go, Mom!
All right, Allie, stay right where you are and don't say a word. You wouldn't let me talk to you before, but you're going to listen to me now, and you are going to listen.
Yeah, Mom, you are going to listen.
Yeah, Mom.
A lot of people can't go from one thing to another in life without falling on their face, but you're not one of those people. No, not long ago, you were a quiet little safe housewife in Connecticut, and then all of a sudden your world fell apart. But did you take to your bed defeated?
No.
Actually, she did for a while.
Who's giving this speech? You packed up your beige dresses and your pearls, and you grabbed your kids and you beat it to New York and you started over.
You made her do it.
Nobody can make anybody do anything that they don't want to do.
Who says?
I'm talking adults here. It wasn't always easy. Remember what a blithering idiot you were on your first date? But you weren't a blithering idiot with Stephen or Malcolm. Actually, she's doing better than I am.
Aww.
Right. And then you went back to college after all those years, Allie. Remember comparative anatomy? It nearly killed you, but you aced it.
She got a C plus.
Good enough. Now you're going to face another hurdle. You've got to find a job. Compared to what you've already been through, Allie, that is nothing. And I know if you are half the woman that I know you are going to get up out of that bed, put on your clothes, and you are going to march. Actually, you're going to walk over to your employment counselor and you're going to tell him, hey, this is no ordinary woman that you're dealing with here. This is Allie Lowell, and that's about as good as a woman gets.
Great, Mom.
Yeah.
Well, I've said my piece. Now I'm going to go downstairs and I'm going to cook this family one fabulous dinner.
I knew she'd gone one step too far.
There's no one home is out living. If you want to leave a message for Kate or Emma or Jenny or Chip or Lewis, wait for the tone. Never mind who this is. It doesn't matter. Thanks for calling.
Allie, are you there?
I called to see if you wanted to have lunch with me today. If you're there, pick up.
Otherwise, I am going to assume that you are at the movies. And if you are at the movies, I am going to personally come down to the 9th Street Cinema and drag you out, and I'm not kidding.
Allie, are you there?
Come on, Allie. We're leaving.
Kate, what are you doing here?
Never mind what I'm doing here. What are you doing here?
I'm just...
You're hiding. That's what you're doing, just because you can't find a job.
Hey, lady, I got a job. I'm not hiding, and I'd like to see the picture, okay?
Who's stopping you?
I'd like to hear it, too.
Oh, sorry. Sitting in a movie theater day after day is no way to solve your problems.
Wait a minute.
You've only been job hunting for 1 week.
2 weeks.
2 weeks is nothing.
She's right. I've been at it 3 months.
What are you doing here?
It's nicer in here than it is out there.
What she needs is a job, not a movie.
And what I need is a headset.
If you miss any lines, ask me. I know it by heart.
Allie.
I agree with her.
Your job hunting, too?
No, I've got finals.
Allie. Kate, will you let me say something?
I will let you say something when you begin to make some sense.
I own a gun.
Making such a fuss over. It isn't even a good movie.
I paid my money.
So who didn't? They didn't let us in free.
Why don't you rent movies and talk over them in your own house?
When I get a job, I will.
Allie, nobody said it was going to be easy to find a job, but neither was leaving Connecticut and graduating college, and you manage both those things.
See you tomorrow, Allie.
No, you won't. She's got better things to do than to hide in the dark watching movies.
Sure she does. She'll be selling tickets to other people who are hiding in the dark watching movies.
What?
That's what I was trying to tell you. Don is a lawyer. Oh, Don Eckert, Kate McArdle.
Hi.
Only he hasn't been able to practice law because he can't get a job in a law firm.
And now I did, with a little help from my girlfriend.
Only his job starts immediately, which means this job is free.
It's not much of a job.
It's a beginning. Read her this week's movies.
Today, All About Eve. Tomorrow, The Umbrellas of Cherbourg. Then The Misfits, The 400 Blows, Sunset Boulevard, Godzilla.
Wow, except for Godzilla.
Once a week, we show something for the bloodthirsty.
I know it's not the art world, but it's an art theater.
Godzilla notwithstanding.
And in about 2 minutes, Betty Davis is going to say, fasten your seatbelts, it's going to be a bumpy night. Let's go.
Allie, what time is this place open?
Noon.
Can you sneak me in?
You're going to pay for your ticket just like everybody else.
I loved All About Eve. It was so glamorous.
Too glamorous.
Why?
Look at the way the women were portrayed. Conniving, deceitful, terrified of aging, dominated by men.
You're right, it's better today. We've got Jessica Lange, Sissy Spacek, Sally Field.
All fighting off tornadoes, floods, the IRS.
Holding on to their farms.
Up to their armpits in mud.
Every blemish intact.
Glistening from the sweat of hard work.
Every wrinkle proudly shown.
Every flaw exposed.
I loved All About Eve.
Me too.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing. Then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.